The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Before you film your first video, take out a pen and a piece of paper and do some planning. The first thing I want you to write at the very top of your page is, who are you speaking to? And what is it that they want? What is it that they need? Okay, because you want to consider their mindset first and foremost. When I think of somebody who wants a 7-day challenge, that means they want a quick fix. They want something that's fast. They want something that's going to deliver them results and make them feel good, and they don't want to talk about lifestyle yet. So put yourself in the mindset of who it is you're speaking to. I want you to actually think about one person, one individual. It's really helpful, even though I know I have men and I have someone who's in their teens, and I probably have somebody who's in their 70s in a foreign country who might not even speak English. But right now, I'm thinking about you, one person. And I can picture what you're wearing and how you're sitting and what it is you need. I know the business that you're in, and I understand the challenges that you face. And I'm picturing one very specific individual. And when I do that, I can speak to you because I know how to be comfortable around one person. I know how to deliver exactly what you need. Now, if you need to convince your high school best friend to go on a trip with you, how are you going to speak to them? Quite differently than if you were to create a video to like the world to take a particular vacation. And when we speak intimately, when we say to someone, you know, think about who it is you're talking to. What's their mindset? What's the problem that they're struggling with? What's their challenge? How do they feel about themselves? What are the thoughts that they're struggling with? Where are their challenges? What is their income level? What are their activities? Who are they? When you think about those things and you really dig in, you're going to be able to make a connection on video that you will not be able to make if you're trying to talk to everybody. You can't talk to everybody. Talk to one person. I'm just talking to you right now. I'm not talking to thousands, just you. Because on video, when we're perfectly crafting our words and the way we sit and exactly, you know, there's no ums and no ahs and I'm reading from a teleprompter, nobody connects with that. If they did, you would do that when your friends came over. You'd be like, hold on a second, I gotta pull up my teleprompter and make sure I'm sitting just right and hope that you connect with me. The reason why we connect so well with people who love us is because we're honest and we're real. And that's how you connect on video, even when you're delivering content. So the very first thing I want you to write at the top of your page before you start any video is, who is the individual? One person, I know you have thousands, but just tell me one person who you're going to talk to today. Remember that in those first couple of moments of your video, you're going to need to share your credibility. I mean, so often I've watched videos and I'm thinking, okay, but now why should I be taking this person's advice? What have they done? What's their expertise? If I'm watching somebody who's an expert on marketing for Pinterest, what type of experience do they have where I can say, okay, this is good advice, it's not what I'm doing, so how do I know that this person has the credibility behind the advice that they're giving? That needs to come in the very first few minutes of your video, because people are deciding right away, is this content that I can trust? Now, your credibility might be years worth of a resume, but you need to make your credibility so succinct that you can state it in one or two sentences. One of my most important mentors, Brian Tracy, when I was releasing my book, Push, we sat down in an office together and he goes, let me coach you for a minute on your book tour. You know, like when people call you and they want to talk to you about your book, let's just pretend, let's take you through a little exercise right now. And Shalene, I want you to tell me about your book. I said, oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you asked. Okay, well, we start off by helping people identify their push goals, and then we talk about how to align your goals with your key priority versus your intrinsic priority, and I help people identify what a push goal is, and then I talk about diet and exercise. And he goes, okay, remember, people don't care what's in your book. People don't worry about the content. They want to know, what will I feel? What can I expect? What transformation? Whether we're talking about a content video that's covering internet marketing, or helping your child to be more peaceful at bedtime, or how to contour your makeup, or absolutely anything, people are looking for change. So you want to start in those very first couple of moments of your video sharing some of the things that people will feel. What will they experience? If you watched the videos that led up to the sale of the Marketing Impact Academy, you'll recall I didn't go through what I would be covering in each and every lesson. I didn't talk to you about email marketing and how to create a mobile responsive web page. I might have mentioned it, but what I led with was what you would feel, the transformation. I knew that what you were hoping for, you didn't care so much about the content, because remember, the person who you're targeting doesn't even know that this content's important to them. They just know that they need a solution. So address the pain or the struggle or the feeling that they have so that they understand the opportunities there. So when you watch the Marketing Impact Academy videos, you heard me say, you don't want to spend all day in social media. You're sick of having to try to find new customers every single day. You want to find a way that provides a solution, a way to automate this process, but yet still feel really authentic so that you can attract more attractive customers. In other words, the type of customers who need exactly what it is you offer. And how that would feel. Wouldn't it feel great if you love, you remember me saying this, how would it feel if you loved your customers? You loved spending time with them. You wanted to root for them. You know, so we talked about the feeling. So when you sit down to make your outline for your content video, don't forget to include a few sentiments, emotional words about what people will feel and experience after watching your content. The next thing I want you to write down is exactly what people can expect when they watch your video. Remember, people have very short attention spans, so you want to cut it down. I was very tempted to make my 30-day push challenge just one really long video. I thought, well, you know, I could just talk for an hour. But what I realized is I didn't have that type of relationship yet with my customers. It's hard to demand an hour from someone. It works really, really well on podcast, listening to just audio, but on video, you have to have a relationship with someone to expect that they're going to stay tuned for more than about 3 minutes. Statistically speaking, if you look at any of the video platforms, we see that most people tune out after the 2.5 minute mark, no matter what's happening in the video. Attention span is short. And so we want the best content to happen those first couple of moments. And that's why when you're writing out your planning for your very first content video or your very next content video, I want you to list and then edit down exactly what people can expect. As a general rule of thumb, you want to keep those bullet points down to, or lessons or tips, down to between 3 and 5. Can you create a video with 21 tips? Sure, that's a pretty long video. And unless your tips are very, very short, I think 3 to 5 is a perfect number. But I need you to write those down because it's the very first thing that you're going to tell people within the first couple of minutes of your video. Think about it. If I'm 2.5 minutes in and I don't know what I'm going to get and I get a text message, where am I? Gone, right? As fast as possible, tell them what they're going to get. As a matter of fact, I love seeing videos where before you get to credibility, before you get to connection, before you get to empathy and feelings and emotion and transformation, tell me what I'm going to get. In this video, I'm going to teach you how to save time, energy, and money creating videos on a regular basis. Hi, I'm Chalene Johnson. I'm the author of New York Times bestselling book, Push, and I know what it feels like to spend hours and hours and hours setting up my video equipment and spending time trying to create great videos only to feel like I've wasted my own time deleting and starting over. See what I did? Exactly that. I told you first what you're going to get. So you're like, okay, you got me. Then I came to an intro of myself, which included the credibility. And then I talked about what you would feel. Now, the very last thing that you have on your sheet for planning your content video is, what is your call to action going to be? There must always be a call to action. If there's nothing else you've learned from the Marketing Impact Academy, I hope that it's you're in charge of the relationship. So if you don't give them something to do, you've left the relationship up in the air. Absolutely every single video you make needs a call to action. Now, if you created fantastic videos and you're like, oh no, now what do I do? Your call to action can be an overlay over the top of your video. So you can go back in and edit it. You can go back in to YouTube. When you go into the YouTube training, you'll see how you can do all of these things in post. But the best call to action is when it's you and me, and I say to you, you know what? I would love your feedback. Please list for me in the comments below what you thought about this video. And I would also love for you to subscribe. You know, it means a lot to me when you subscribe and you rate my video and you share it with your friends. I really appreciate that. So please take a moment now to leave me your comments and then to share this video. That's a simple call to action. It doesn't always have to be, you know, click add to cart and let's get started today. But it can be. It could also be, I want to know what you'd like to see in my next video. It can be whatever you want, but please know this. This is about relationships. And you're in charge of this relationship. You are in charge of this relationship. So you've got to tell people what you want them to do next.
This episode is a special episode brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. It's an online school that we open up registration to just once a year. If you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or your phone, or to feel like you're constantly on social media, if you don't want to waste a ton of money developing websites or spending money on SEO experts, I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. And if we have already closed registration by the time you hear this message, don't worry, we'll put you on our list and you'll be first to be notified when we open up registration next year. To learn more and to take advantage of my free teaching videos, go to MarketingImpactAcademy.com, and of course, I'll include a link in my show notes.